Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Simon Campbell is a former president, I believe. I believe he was president of the school board out there in Pennsbury.
Don't go looking around, Benito, because this is the United States of America.
And that's a recent version when he surfaced again at the school board meeting. Pennsbury is, it's hard to say which one's the worst, but I would say the couple things. You may remember that the head of Equity, Diversity, and Education, Charissa Gibson, allegedly, I've seen the emails, it's been out there in the news, wanted them to delete from the public record that's up on video some of the comments of people they didn't like or that they thought were misinformation or disinformation or something like that. And the solicitor is apparently a guy from the school board meetings I've seen who interrupts people who only get those 2 minutes once a month if he says they're saying something he thinks is misinformation, disinformation. That's not true. You got all that going on. Is Pennsbury, Dan... I think Pennsbury, arguably, is the worst school board meeting that we've seen. Now, that takes in a lot of territory, right? Just think of some of the other contenders. The Radnor Bunch. The place out there that was where? In Chester County, we had the one. I mean, there's at least five or six of them that routinely are engaging in this stuff. Simon Campbell joins us here on the Dom Giordano Show. Hey, Simon, welcome back, and thank you for joining us.
Hey, Dom, thanks for having me back on.
Well, Simon, I think I laid out in general terms. Tell us specifically, for Pennsbury taxpayers, you're one of them, and a former school board president, filed a lawsuit, Pennsbury school board speech policies be deemed unconstitutional. Why?
Yeah, well, just to clarify, I wasn't the school board president. I was a member of the board
of directors. A member of the school board, okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I was probably too much of a lightning rod to actually be made president.
Yes.
But, what happened in this situation is a number of parents were getting upset around the public policy issue, in this case, critical race theory. And I went to a meeting in one of the backyards, actually, and one of the other plaintiffs, Tim Daly, invited me to this meeting, and they were talking about all these books. And then they started talking about, at the last meeting in May, how a number of them, Tim included, had been silenced into you know, not being allowed to speak at public comment. And my ears just kind of perked up and went, what do you mean you were silenced because you opposed the government's policy? So what happened was I went to the next school board meeting in June. I was talking to a mom outside the room. She said she was too scared to speak at the school board meeting because of what she saw happen in May. That's the tape when the solicitor was screaming, you're done, you're done, you're done. So me and the solicitor got back into a back and forth in June, and that was the video that went viral. But when I look back on it now, Dom, here's the issue. The biggest, sometimes I get asked to speak in different places, and I tell everyone the same thing. The biggest threat in the United States of America right now is the all-out assault on the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Because I don't care what the public policy debate is. I happen to be opposed to critical race theory. What is deeply troubling is that the government, particularly when they're in control by the radical left, are literally seeking to silence, through various methods, constitutionally protected speech. All of the speakers at Pennsbury were peaceful, law-abiding citizens who exercised their, or tried to exercise their views, and they were screamed at by the government to sit down, shut up, you're done. It was like watching a scene from a bad movie in North Korea.
All right, and the second part, I think in my mind even more serious, the allegation that this head of equity, diversity, and education, there are email trails apparently that I saw, wanted to go and take out, even from the website of the school board, some of the exchanges that happened.
Oh, not just wanted to, they actually did, as a factual matter. The director of equity, diversity lady is arguably one of the chief ringleaders behind this, because she's caught on email literally lobbying the then superintendent and the school board president in all the ways that she thinks censorship should occur at school board meetings, including ghostwriting a press release for the school board president to put out, basically lambasting one of the plaintiffs in the case for exercising his free speech rights. She's behind the scenes cheering this whole thing on from the beginning. I just find it ironic that she could have a job title that says the word inclusion in it when she's seeking to exclude any viewpoint that doesn't mesh with her own.
All right, let's play. We're going to play the Tim Daly exchange, and then I have a question for you. And the question is, doesn't the solicitor have a right to engage, even if, you know, it's during your time? Let's talk about that. Here's Tim Daly, I guess one of the other plaintiffs, the exchange, and where he shouted down by the solicitor.
Yeah, this is May 20th.
May 20th.
You know, I'm going to stop you there. We're not going to tolerate misrepresentation of facts around equity. So that's irrelevant, and you can stop.
In your opinion?
No, you can stop, Mr. Daly. You're done.
You sure you want to do that to Mr.
Yes,
Ramirez,
I do.
All right, we'll see you in court, sir. Just a reminder, you didn't need an equity.
I said you're done.
You didn't need an equity.
I said you're done. Mr. Daly, sit down.
All right, is that the exchange, Simon? And the other question was, all right, when you were talking about Benito Mussolini, if I'm on the school board, do I have a right to interrupt you if there's some error, I think, that you're making, something that's publicly defamatory? These are not public figures, per se.
Well, let's understand something. The school solicitor is the hired help of the school district. Any solicitor is retained as counsel to his or her client. His job is to provide legal counsel to his client, in this case, the Pensbury School District. There's nothing in his retention that authorizes him to run the meetings. In fact, Pensbury's policy specifically states that the presiding officer, the school board president, is supposed to be running the meetings. So how and why he was doing what he was doing, I suspect, will come out as we go through the lawsuit process. But in my opinion, I'll tell you, if I was on that school board and the school solicitor was doing that, the hired help, I'd make an immediate motion to fire that law firm on the spot. It was disgraceful that he was involved in what he was doing. I mean, this is a school solicitor. Talk about added intimidation. You've got a member of the bar screaming and yelling at citizens while he's sitting next to his government client who are cheering him on and thanking him. One of the school board directors actually thanked him for doing what he was doing. It's completely outrageous.
This lawsuit now, what do you hope? What's the relief? What's the remedy? What do you want done?
Well, you can see the counts that are laid out publicly, but certainly, you know, we're seeking injunctive relief as soon as possible to try and put, you know, an injunction on the district to stop them from doing this. And we're seeking, you know, declaratory judgment saying that the policy as drafted is either unconstitutional on its face or as applied, basically seeking what will be tantamount to case law that would put every other school district on notice that has these garbage policies in place. Because these policies, these public comment participation policies are a template that are in use all over Pennsylvania. So this case has potential to have repercussions legally for school districts beyond Pensbury, which is something that's very important.
Simon, here's how I see it. And you're an engaging guy. By that I mean combative, provocative, when you were on the school board. If the school board members are willing to engage, meaning the person says, what about this? Tell me about that with CRT or something. And they engage and they say something back, then I think they can interrupt. But if they say you have 2 minutes and they're not going to engage with you, they just sit there, well, then they can interrupt. It's pretty obvious.
Well, the way that they've crafted the policy It's designed to say, and it's 5 minutes at Pensbury. Some school districts put it down to 2 minutes, which is like horrifically minimalistic. Pensbury is still at 5 minutes. They do say in the policy, it's basically your 5 minutes. So I don't know why they think even under their own policy, they can interrupt public comment. If they want to have a discourse with the public, have a discourse with the public, which arguably they should do. But for them to say, you know, here's your 5 minutes to speak, and by the way, you're only allowed to speak if you say things that we like and you agree with, that's unconstitutional.
Couldn't agree with you more.
The government cannot censor speech, Dom, on the basis that it doesn't like it. That's not America.
No, and particularly, again, we're back to the solicitor who it's intimidating because you think, well, this guy's a lawyer, I'm going to have lawsuits on me and all that, and all I am is a parent or a citizen showing up using the period of time they give to make my point of view. You know, I guess there's some things, there could be a threat there, Simon, that's so extreme, I'll kill you or something like
right.
that. Yeah, I mean, we're being reasonable here, but I think this guy, this solicitor, thinks he is going to squelch any talk of people saying that critical race theory or some derivative of it is going on there or anything else that he thinks is misinformation. And that's clearly out of bounds by any standard. Well, good luck with this. I'm so glad you're back in the game, too. You were very long missed in other things that you were doing because I remember back in the day what it was like when you any desire to run for school board.
It came up as a possible thought this year, and I thought to myself, I don't know that I have the patience to go through all of that again. I might be better off staying on the outside. So we've got some candidates this year that are good, though.
Good. You're doing a great job with it. Simon, thank you. Thanks for joining us today, as always.
Thanks a lot, Dom.
All right, Simon Campbell here. Quite a character, Dan, and I remember when he was on the school board. Oh, my goodness. But that solicitor, Dan, that's the guy that particularly bothers you, too. I mean, you only get this period of time. Look, the thing is this. They ought to engage. Now, there have to be rules. You can't have people just saying, well, I only talked a half hour. You realize it's a big event now, school board meetings. People want to be part of it. You got to have some time management. I get that. But if you're not going to engage, then you cannot correct them when they're making a statement here. If you think they're being defamatory, sue them. You know, do something like that. This solicitor, though, thinks he can have it both ways. That's the way that I see it. Now, we'd love to get on any of these school board meetings. You know what it's like getting them on. It's impossible.
I have more examples of
it. Yeah, give us a little bit more. Is it the solicitor, Dan?
Yes.
Yeah, here's how it sounded.
At the last meeting, the equity and critical race theory audit was reviewed, and the crux of that was that there were different...
I apologize. It's not what it's called. That is not...
That's how I'm addressing it. And
that's not what it's called.
That's what I'm calling it.
I understand, but that's not what it's called.
Your comments are irrelevant, then, if you're not going to call it by the right term.
This is
the equity policy.
Look, some people call
it's the equity policy.
All right. I'm telling you what I think it is, but if you'd like, I'll use your term, although I disagree with it. Fair enough?
Equity policy. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. God. In what universe is this guy thinking? Dan, you have a great ear once again. That guy really got to you, and it stuck with me since we played that. So, as all this is going on, I told you last week, I had a source, that the school board heads nationwide, left-leaning group, they go to Biden. We need the FBI involved. We need Homeland Security involved. The Patriot Act. Maybe the Pensbury guy will be a consultant. And last night, the Attorney General says, yes, I'm going to meet with the FBI and all these others. We're going to work with local law enforcement. It's out of control. What's going on at these school board meetings and the like? What? What America are these creeps looking at? Now, that there are some people on a case-by-case basis, I asked Bill McSwain this, if they're making a death threat, for example, something like that. But raising their voice in a public meeting or a back and forth in that, that's within the rules. That's within the boundaries here. The FBI, the Patriot Act, this is how out of control these petty authoritarians are up and down the line. And we have hit, and I'm proud of this, Dan has been really good, the people we've gotten on, people like Clarice Schillinger, the special events we've done. This is the belly of the beast. These school boards, many of them politically correct, left-leaning, under the thumb of the unions, up and down the line. They can't take it. And what's going to happen come November, any number of them are going to be beaten in school board elections. But the FBI threat out there, think about that. What kind of regime is this that's going on? And this guy over in Pennsbury is out of line in so many ways. Is this the worst school board? Well, there's any number that we've talked about that are engaged, and it's the same syndrome. It's an insider club. First it was don't go back to school in person. Then it was critical race theory. Now it's the masking thing, and they're egged on by the Wolf administration, the media, and others who don't like it and think that all these parents showing up at these school board meetings are all crazy Trump supporters or something. When they're diverse, there's any number of things. Like that guy right there. If he wants to call it something other than the equity audit or whatever, he should have every right to do it. Just let the meeting continue. Give me a break.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.